In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By this time in the service this morning, you'll probably have got the message that sheep are the motif of the day. More than that, that sheep is the category in which we might start thinking about ourselves, which is a very unflattering place to begin. We tend to talk about sheep as mindless and silly, and while we may at some level of ourselves recognise the uncomfortable truth of that description, it's not the sort of thing you really want to hear on a Sunday morning. But in the readings we've heard, it's as if Jesus, in both epistle indirectly and gospel directly, is saying to us, your first job is to be fed. That's the first duty of a sheep. Find food. That's the message imprinted in every sheep's brain. Secondly to that are things like remember the lambs and try and keep out of the way of cars, but not too fast. So tomorrow, one of the things that's being imprinted on you this morning as you take this step in your journey with Jesus Christ is that message. Find food. To be a Christian is to know where there's nourishment, to know where there's company, stimulus, learning that can make you grow as God wants you to grow. And the crucial contrast between being sheep and being a human being is that we do actually learn rather more than sheep tend to as time goes on. We have a God-given intelligence. We have a rich imagination. We have relationships which are on the whole rather deeper than those of sheep to the fellow members of the flock. And using your mind and your heart to develop all of that, really to learn where there's food to be had, is the gift that we hope the Holy Spirit will kindle in you. It's a gift that will take you, we hope, to the great sources of wisdom, to the teachers of prayer and holiness in Christian history. Part of what we need to do in order to be fed as Christians is to remind ourselves just how many people have walked this way before, and to be ready to learn from them. We're not always brilliant in the Church of England in telling the stories we should tell of those whose lives of blazing love and generosity have lighted up. But we should be telling such stories. We should be sharing such riches. In the early church, we know about lives of heroic sanctity and sacrifice, chiefly because local churches wrote about them to other local churches. We need to know, they said, what Christ has been doing among us. So tomorrow, look for those stories. Look for those examples. Blazing love and generosity. Let them light your life and remind you that all sorts of things are possible, even for the most unlikely human beings like you and me. But of course, secondly, it's searching for company, for the prosaic, day by day, week by week encouragement that you can get from this community and any other Christian community you belong to in your life. We are here not only to seek the food, but to offer one another food. We're here as Christians to nourish one another into life, to share our perception, and sometimes to share our lack of perception. Sometimes the most important thing you can say to another Christian is, I don't know either, to reassure them that their sense of the struggle and uncertainty isn't just their problem. We're here, as St. Paul says, to carry each other's load, to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So we look for food in the great tradition of the Church, the stories of the saints, and we look for food in that much prosaic, unglamorous friendship and trust that develops in a Christian community. Where we share our complexity and our hopes, we share our perceptions, we share our struggles. Not that any congregation is just a large therapy room. That wouldn't necessarily be a very good idea, even if it were possible. But to know that the people you share worship are also people with whom you can share basic insights and basic anxieties. Just knowing and trusting that really matters. Find food there as well. And of course, the food that matters most is the food that's given us here at the Lord's table, week by week. Not just stories, not just ideas, not just the warmth and trust of a good working Christian community, but something much more profound and mysterious. In the bread and the wine of Holy Communion, the very life, act, and energy of God Himself in Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it. When you come to Holy Communion, what happens is not just something happening inside your head, it's God at work in your whole self. Body, heart, and mind. Jesus Christ shaping His likeness in you, even when you don't notice it or don't think about it. But it happens week by week, as imperceptibly as our ordinary food nourishes us day by day. So the food of this table nourishes us, changes us, makes us capable of new things. It's interesting that St. Paul, again and again in his letters, comes back to the idea of growth and the idea that different things nourish us, help us, attract us at different stages of our lives. I dare say that what Jack enjoys at the moment in the way of food and drink is not quite what we enjoy in 20 years' time. And we were all worried if we were. We grow, we change. Our tastes and our capacities are altered by what we take into ourselves. So finding food is a matter of letting God grow in us. The sacrament, our private prayer, and the time we spend silently, trustfully, with God, day by day. So, find food. That ship-like message is printed on your mind and heart today, tomorrow. It's printed on the minds and hearts of all of us. Our first business is to find a food that will help us grow. Remembering the wonderful phrase of St. Augustine, grow and you will feed more on me. I am the food of full-grown men and women. Wonderful slogan to walk under. But one last thing, and it's to do with this morning's collect. We prayed in the collect that we would both remember the inestimable benefit, the indescribable gift given to us in Jesus, and also be enabled to follow the blessed steps of His most holy life. Christ is a gift, and also Christ is a calling, a stimulus, drawing us forward. So we are to be fed, and our first duty is to find food. But our next is to give food. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, feeds those around him, and the food he gives is unique and special. But each one of us has a share in the life of the shepherd, not only the sheep. Because as I hinted earlier, we are here to feed one another, to help one another into life by the love and friendship we share. So while a great deal this morning has been about learning to be a good sheep, learning where there's food, it's important not to forget that we're also this morning prodded towards growing into being good shepherds. Those who help others with food, who open doors and nourish, who help others to grow. In church, where we're constantly seeking to help one another become more human, not just more godly, or rather to become more godly by becoming more human. Those are the gifts of the Spirit we pray for you this morning, tomorrow. And we pray them for all those who love you, those you love, and for all of ourselves as well. May God, together, bring us into that life where we can be both fed and feeders, both receivers and givers. That great family of loving exchange, which is the Church of Jesus Christ. And for Father.